This is the news in brief from the United Nations. Refugees deserve support and solidarity, not closed borders and pushbacks. That's a reminder from UN Chief Antonio Guterres on Tuesday's World Refugee Day regarding the international community's duty to assist and protect refugees. With forced displacement at a record high of 110 million people around the world, Mr. Guterres called for more solutions to resettle refugees and help them rebuild their lives. He also stressed the need for solidarity with host countries and communities. From Kenya, UN Refugee Chief Filippo Grandi said that the world should step up investment and commit to including refugees in our communities at all levels, in our schools, workplaces, healthcare systems, and beyond. In a tweet, Mr. Grandi deplored the fact that this year's World Refugee Day coincided with the news that more than 500,000 people have now fled Sudan to neighboring countries. Guns must fall silent if we want this exodus to stop, he said. UN humanitarians issued an urgent appeal on Tuesday to help millions of people in the Democratic Republic of the Congo, DRC, where chronic violence and displacement continue to fuel a dramatic hunger crisis. According to the UN World Food Programme, WFP, since March 2022 alone, 5.7 million people have been displaced in the eastern provinces of North Kivu, South Kivu, and Ituri. Displacement has spurred food insecurity as people are driven off their land and left unable to grow crops. Here's WFP spokesperson for Southern Africa, Thompson Piri.
The country is continental in size, with acres of space, but millions of people have no choice but to live in very overcrowded and squalid camps. DRC has the highest number of food insecure people worldwide. Approximately 25.8 million people will face acute food insecurity in 2023.
Mr. Piri called the DRC a forgotten crisis and said that so far this year, only 15% of the $870 million required for WFP's humanitarian response in the country has been sourced. Lebanon's extreme economic crisis has almost entirely eroded people's ability to cope, with dramatic consequences for the youngest generation's health and well-being, the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF, said on Tuesday. The UN agency's latest assessment shows that after 4 years of crisis, 9 out of 10 families no longer have money to cover basic expenses, and the majority have cut spending on healthcare and education. Public services in the country are on the verge of collapse. Almost 1 in 3 children has gone to bed hungry in the past month, according to UNICEF, and some 10% of youngsters have to work in order to help provide for their families. Among Syrian refugees living in the country, more than 1 in every 4 children works. The crisis has also taken a very severe toll on children's mental health, UNICEF said, with half of all parents saying that their children often appear depressed. The agency called for urgent investment in social protection and cash support for families with young children, as well as funding for schools, healthcare, water infrastructure, and child protection services. Dominika Tomaszewska-Mortimer, UN News.